Craft beer brewing is on the rise, with nationwide sales jumping 20% last year, according to numbers from the Brewers Association, an industry trade group. That growth can be seen here in Atlanta, with new breweries opening and local beers being offered at more bars and restaurants all across the metro area. What could the growth of this industry mean to Atlanta's economy and culture? WABE's Mike Johns has this.
Georgia State history professor Larry Grubbs took note of a recent Atlanta trend.
It started to dawn on me every time I would go out here in Atlanta that there were more and more and better options when it came to beer.
He wrote about it on his blog, Matters of Sense, in a post titled Understanding the Craft Beer Renaissance in the ATL. In it, Grubbs compares the brewing scene in Asheville, North Carolina, with the scene here at home. Asheville has been proclaimed as Beer City USA by the National Beer Examiner.
Well, I would say right now we're probably where Asheville was maybe around the turn of the 21st century.
Part of that is the size of our industry. According to the Brewers Association, Georgia is currently home to 28 craft breweries. North Carolina, on the other hand, has 91. But while Atlanta may not be crowned as Beer City anytime soon, the growth of the industry here is undeniable.
Between 2009 and 2012, there were maybe 8 breweries opened up.
This is Austin Lewis Ray. He writes about the craft beer scene for Creative Loafing. He goes on to say that even more have opened in the last year.
There is Creature Comforts up in Athens. Here in Atlanta, there is Orpheus, which is kind of in Midtown just off of the Beltline. There's Eventide, which is over in Grant Park. That's a new one too. Last year, there was Jekyll up in Alpharetta. Three taverns in Decatur.
And like any other young company trying to make a name with its product, with so many new breweries open, Atlanta is pouring not just a lot of beer, but a lot of different kinds of beer.
So there's a lot of experimentation right now. There's a little bit of competition. There's a lot of new collaboration. You know, we're seeing styles of beer that are unheard of. You know, there are craft breweries making like sours now, which is kind of a trendy beer in a national scene, but it's just barely started in Georgia.
Austin noted in Creative Loafing at the start of 2013 that so many new breweries were opening that the number of craft beer producers statewide had almost doubled, quote, doing in 1 year what it previously took 20 to accomplish. So what kind of economic growth have we seen because of that boom? For one, growth means job creation.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of new small businesses started, and, you know, it takes a lot of people to run a brewery. You know, you need, you usually have a founder, and then you have a brewer, and then eventually you have a few brewers, and then you have marketers, and then, you know, you have salespeople. Depending on how big you are, you might have a few of those. And it goes all the way down to just, you know, people volunteering on the brew line, stuff like that.
According to the Georgia Craft Brewers Guild, a sort of business league for local beer, in 2012, their members employed over 700 people in breweries and brew pubs. About half of those jobs were full-time. This year, they estimate that employment number has gone up to around 850, and they estimate that their member breweries spent about $13 million last year on payroll. This is Nancy Palmer, executive director of the Guild.
Those, of course, are local dollars. These are dollars that are being made by Georgia breweries, passed down to Georgia employees, and then spent in Georgia restaurants and grocery stores. And, you know, local dollars are valuable dollars.
These local dollars are not flowing through the state unencumbered. Again, Austin Ray.
Like, the hot button issue right now is that you can't walk into a brewery or a brew pub and buy their beer.
Whereas you can buy, for instance, a six-pack at a package or grocery store or a pint from a bar, Georgia law prohibits breweries from retail sales. Nancy Palmer says despite those restrictions, craft brewing continues to grow as an industry.
Looking at the larger national landscape, yes, Georgia is behind. Yes, we are trying to catch up. But economically, we're actually doing quite well. Breweries are opening despite the regulatory environment.
It may be a little while before Georgia catches up to North Carolina's 91 breweries, but Austin Ray seems hopeful that Georgia's growth and the creativity of its brewers will encourage beer tourism.
Having a craft beer scene is almost like having like an interesting music scene or things like that, that whenever you're thinking about places you want to go where culture is thriving, craft beer is a big part of that. For me, I know I'm not the only one, there's a lot of like beer tourists who, when they go someplace, that's where they're going to go first. They're going to visit these places that they, you know, if you live in Portland, you don't have Sweetwater. So it's like you'd go there to check it out.
In his original blog post, Larry Grubbs wrote that the rise of craft beer, quote, would add significant cachet to the ATL brand.
It seems like there's a real emphasis on small scale, local culture, authenticity, tangibility, taking time, slowing down to make something special, something that you can't get just in any other neighborhood or just any other city.
Which adds craft beer to what Grubbs calls a larger craftsmanship renaissance in Atlanta. He's talking about trends like the farm-to-table movement, the Living Walls Street Art Conference, the art and music coming out of the Goat Farm Arts Center. Austin Ray talks about how these movements not only parallel each other, they're spurring each other along.
A lot of those people definitely run in the same circles, you know. I talked with a brewery recently and was asking them, because they were interested in collaboration, and I was like, oh, you're going to like work with other brewers? And they're like, well, we're actually more interested in like working with restaurants and bartenders and like the other, like the people that we've hung out with before we were running a brewery. So I think there's definitely that, like a shared sense of creation, as hokey as that kind of sounds, but like people who like making things like hanging out with other people that are making things.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
We have a link to Larry Grubbs' blog post and to Austin Ray's first draft columns on our website, wabe.org/citycafe.